Good morning and welcome to the Daily Inspiration. I think in light of this war or potential war or whatever you want to call it, this unrest happening between Israel and Gaza, so it was kind of laid on my heart, Psalm 2. So I figured we would go over that this morning. Why do the heathen rage? The people imagine a vain thing. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. So it starts off, why do the heathen rage? It's shown in the so it's giving you this question of incredulity, you know. Why do the nations attack God's anointed king when their attack is doomed to failure? Historically, his anointed in verse 2 referred to David or to any of his descendants who were experiencing opposition. And prophetically, it refers to the Messiah, who, as son of David, also experienced opposition. Then we see in verse 4, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. So the fact that God shall laugh at the world's opposition to the anointed one presages their calamity, because the Lord has installed his king upon Zion in verse 6 and adopted him as his son. Therefore, the nations may be taken as an inheritance at the son's request. Verse 8, ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. So, and with that, so every Davidic ruler was an adopted son, like 2 Samuel 7:14, but, you know, which reads, where is it? I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men. But the real significance of the promise is fulfilled only in Christ, who, as we know, is the eternal Son of God. the wise alternative is to submit to this son. So, you know, verses 10 to 12 make that pretty clear. So thank you for joining us today for the Daily Inspiration. Today is Friday. Join us tomorrow for the Saturday morning Bible study.